To explain more, we're joined by the BBC's Europe correspondent, Johnny Diamond. Good morning, Johnny.
Hi, John.
So the first thing we should report here is that the Catholic Church, responding to the police in Belgium, have decided to shut down their own internal investigation into sex abuse. What does that mean?
It's difficult to call. I mean, you've got to remember there is a nominal independence for this commission that has been shut down by its own members. And it had recently been taken over by someone who had apparently invigorated it, receiving over 500 confessionals, testimonies over the 8 weeks that he was in office. But fundamentally, once the commission had had 500 of its files removed by the police, many of those covered by assurances of confidentiality, there was little left for it to do. You're hardly likely to turn up and talk to a commission about the most intimate details of your life if you think the police can walk in any time, take the files and hand them over to the prosecutor's office. And that's exactly what happened with the Adriaansens Commission.
So were the authorities in Belgium upset at the apparent sort of immunity that seemed to exist inside that internal investigating procedure? Or did they believe that the church was literally covering things up and that they needed to get evidence and get a handle on things?
John, if anyone would say anything with any degree of credibility or openness at this situation, I would be a happier man. It is almost impossible to get anything out of the prosecutor's office. That which is coming out in the newspapers is clearly a mix of well-sourced leaks and good speculation. There is a lot of talk about impatience from the judicial authorities at the glacial pace of the investigation that was going on, about the lack of cooperation, the concern that because it had been set up by the church, it was not functioning properly, that the church had an improper relationship with it. But around all these raids, because it wasn't just the commission that was raided, it was also the palace at Mechelen, this sprawling palace, which is the headquarters of the Catholic Church here, and the home of a former head of the Catholic Church here, there seems to be a focus on whether or not the former head of the church here had cooperated properly in investigations and had led off investigations into information that he was given. And allegations are mounting and files are allegedly being produced that will show his claim of ignorance was not correct.
Well, finally, Johnny, I mean, you're the Europe correspondent there for our partner, the BBC. I mean, there's a long-standing conflict between the Catholic Church and secular authorities in Europe. I mean, is there a backstory here?
The Catholic Church is imploding here. I mean, the way it has happened, and rolling out from Ireland through Germany to here, it's astonishing to watch. It was one that will go and go.
Well, there's the takeaway. Johnny Diamond, BBC Europe correspondent, talking about the controversy in Belgium over a police raid on offices last week where the church was reportedly undergoing an investigation into sex abuse. The Belgian authorities want their own investigation to proceed. The allegations, the sense of secrecy, and the conflict between secular and sacred authorities there in Europe. Johnny Diamond says the Catholic Church is imploding in Europe. Thanks so much, Johnny.
Thank you.